For years, women in Anchorage escaping a physically abusive relationship have turned to AWAKE, Abused Women's Aid in Crisis. At AWAKE, the women and their children found legal and financial advice, medical assistance, and most of all, a secure environment safe from their tormentors. Recently, Judy Cordell, AWAKE Executive Director, sent an email which she said was not meant to alarm but to inform. The AWAKE shelter had been at overcapacity for months, but in late May, the situation reached a new level.
We're full. We currently have 88 in shelter, and that's nearly 40 more than our maximum capacity.
Cordell adds over half are children, including 15 babies. Anchorage's homeless shelters, particularly those accepting children, are almost always at capacity. Clare House, McGinnell House, Safe Harbor are all currently full with waiting lists. But the women coming to AWAKE have special protection needs. Cordell says that's why the capacity problem is so crucial.
We do have a secure facility, and we find that with such an overcapacity need, we're really only taking into this main shelter the most lethal risk cases. And those cases require a very safe setting. In fact, this year, on several occasions, we've had victims assaulted as they were trying to come in the door and on our property.
And the women and their children must remain at AWAKE until it's safe for them to move elsewhere.
Participants only stay in shelter here for a few weeks on average. As soon as we secure alternate accommodations or the lethality risk goes down, for instance, perpetrator is incarcerated and we're able to move them safely out, we do that and immediately bring someone else in. And we've been running a wait list for months.
That wait list does not mean that the women have to remain in an abusive relationship until room becomes available. Cordell says AWAKE works with community partners to find safe alternatives. She stresses no woman should endure domestic violence because she's heard AWAKE has a capacity problem. She says call for help. Cordell hasn't seen anything like this client upsurge. Other shelters have reported similar increases, with some older personnel likening the situation to the early 1980s. At that time, the national economy was in a downturn, while Alaska was somewhat better off. Cordell wonders if families are coming to Alaska and then finding that their plans evaporate in the Anchorage reality. That frustration fuels family violence. The public relations coordinator for the Salvation Army of Alaska, Jenny Raglan, says the McKinnell House for families has experienced an outside and rural influx.
When I talked with our director at McKinnell House last week, 20% of the families had come from areas outside of Alaska. We had another 8% that came from other communities inside Alaska.
Raglan says that outside trend has been going on for more than a year. She says McKinnell House has even received calls from outside families trying to make space reservations in advance. Clare House reports similar situations, including one family that simply called from the Anchorage airport for a van to pick them up. Clare House couldn't help. Cordell hopes AWAKE and the others can balance service demands with community commitment to provide those needs.
I do have to wonder at this juncture if there could be a point down the road, maybe a week or 2 weeks or 6 months from now, whereby the capacity to respond is not there. You know, I don't want to instill panic. What I would like to do is encourage continued active dialogue, which already is underway in Anchorage, to anticipate and then be able to planfully respond to any continued upward trend in need.
One good sign, AWAKE's financial contributions are up, both corporate and private. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.